All right, that's the latest from Taylor Swift. That's Endgame. That's Taylor Swift featuring Ed Sheeran and Future off of her latest album, Reputation. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. This is Marley. I'm hanging out with Holly and Ryan, and we're having a fun Black Friday here. If you want to call us actually at any point today with your Black Friday shopping happenings, let us know what's happening out there. Please do 651-641-1071. But actually, right now, we do want to take your calls for a different reason, because someone performed at the Thanksgiving Macy's Parade yesterday, and there was kind of a moment when some of us, and maybe these people themselves actually, might have gone, oh man, I'm old. And so we want to know if you've had a moment like this. What's a moment you've realized, oh man, I'm old? 651-641-1071. Let us know your story. Holly, what happened yesterday?
All right. So during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade yesterday, the Google Dolls performed. We all know the Google Dolls,
oh, I love,
right?
The Google Dolls.
All right. So the Google Dolls, they were there, and the announcer at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade announced them as a classic rock band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
The Goo Goo Dolls, classic rock band. So, of course, they are best known for some of their hits in the 90s. I think their biggest song is Iris.
Yeah,
remember that song?
Yeah.
It was, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now.
Oh, I knew this was in City of Angels.
All I could taste is this.
Oh, that movie. So Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls came out in 1998. They were introduced yesterday as a classic rock band at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the internet felt so old about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody tweeted out, the NBC Parade voiceover just called the Goo Goo Dolls a classic rock band, and now I have to crumble to dust and blow into the sea. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! And also, some other people tweeted out, performances by classic rock bands. Me? Who? Kiss? Sabbath? Skinner? Grand Funk Railroad? Macy's, the Goo Goo Dolls, and then Ryan Reynolds freaking out in a GIF. But you know, this made a lot of people old. And Marley, I had a similar experience earlier in the year, and I remember very specifically feeling this moment. Now, Ryan, you might have to do a little Google foo here, but look up the song. I'll tell you what song.
Okay.
I was sitting in my car, Marley.
Okay.
Just hanging out, flipping through radio stations. I land on the oldie station.
Okay.
And what song do I hear on the oldie station is Sheryl Crow's Soak Up the Sun.
Oh, I love that song.
On the oldie station. Not even KS95, not Cities 97. You know, they play a little variety, 80s, 90s today. No, this was on the oldies station. That song.
Whoa.
This song, Marley and Ryan, came out in 2002.
What?
Baby.
What?
This song is considered an oldie. I could vote when this song came out, Marley.
I don't get that.
I could vote. I was an adult. I could go and buy cigarettes when this song came out.
Okay. So oldies. I mean, oldies does shift. Like,
correct.
There are songs playing on oldies now that definitely weren't playing on oldies when I was a kid. But
right.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is not an oldie. But
I'm going to crumple and turn into dust and blow in the wind now.
Bye.
Well, as long as you soak up the sun while you're doing it.
So the thing is, though, with the Goo Goo Dolls, first of all, I'm with you. That does also make me feel like we need to all go just blow in the wind, I guess. I love that that's the new metaphor. I'm old, so I need to turn to dust and go blow in the wind.
Yes.
But do you think classic rock is its own genre that doesn't change time-wise, like quote unquote oldies? Because to me, classic rock is kind of one genre.
Sure.
And it's that time period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that rock songs from right now will become classic rock.
Sure.
They will.
Really?
Usually there's like a 20-year timeline. Yeah. Classic rock now can include bands that you're probably thinking of, like Led Zeppelin, maybe Kiss, like those 70s bands are still categorized as classic rock. But now bands, I hear it slowly shifting, like Metallica is considered.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Foo Fighters are kind of considered classic
rock.
Yeah, Nirvana is a big-time classic rock thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 90s are probably classic rock now.
Yeah, because think about it. The classic rock when we were growing up in the 90s was the 70s.
Right.
And so now the kids growing up today, their classic rock is the 90s. There's that 20-year time gap. Mm-hmm. And now the oldies, I mean, the oldies that we grew up listening to, I think now they don't even exist. Now people just don't even pay. Like here's the 50s stuff, like Little Richard or Buddy Holly. That's like in a whole other category in and of itself.
Is there one song that you think of when you think of oldies? Like a song that you heard on oldies when you were growing up? This is mine. Crimson and Clover.
Ooh, Tommy James and the Shondells.
Da, 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 over and over.
Crimson and Clover.
That's
especially
what I
where
think
it gets
of.
Really freaky. I always think of the Beach Boys' I Get Around.
Oh, okay.
That song brings up happy memories for me, and it's specifically categorized as an oldie song. I love that song.
We are taking your calls. When's the moment you said, oh man, I'm old? 651-641-1071. We've got a couple people on the line. Let's go to Judy first. Hey, Judy, do you have a moment like this?
It's not song related.
Okay.
But I used to supervise an area that produced IRS W-2 forms to report income that was paid out to medical providers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we had messed up one of them, and we got the information and were given a form that we needed to type to correct it. And so I told the woman responsible for that this is what we had to do, and I would go get a typewriter so we could type it. And when I came back, I gave her the form and I gave her the typewriter to use. Yep. And she just kind of sat there looking at it, and she looked up at me. And this was 4 to 5 years ago. And she said, I've never seen one of these before, and I don't know how to use it.
Oh.
And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Then I thought, wow, I'm really old.
Oh, Judy.
Oh, Dev. Yeah. Yep. I mean, technology and it's everything is changing so fast these days. Thanks. Thank you so much for the call, Judy. Have a good one. All right. We've got Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, did you have a moment when you thought, oh, man, I'm old?
Yeah, when my little daughter asked me to do the splits because I was in gymnastics and I pulled a hamstring again. And Captain and Tennille is the oldies.
Oh, okay. Love will keep us together, Charles. That's what you're thinking of.
Thanks for listening on Black Friday, Charles.
Yes, thank you. Yep,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. So if classic rock does change, do you think Goo Goo Dolls is classic rock then?
I think honestly it's appropriate now to call them classic rock. However, it doesn't mean that I'm not feeling old. Like, I get it.
Okay.
Like we are shifting. The time is shifting. Yeah. Because this definitely has a specific sound of a specific period that we are no longer living in.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a hard reality to live with. It is a hard truth, Marley.
I sang this in a cappella in college.
Real this song?
Yeah.
Black Balloon.
I didn't sing the solo, but we sang this song. Our group did. Yeah.
Did you do hand motions?
I can't even sing whatever it was I was supposed to sing at the time. In the background. I like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Did they do well yesterday at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade?
Yeah, they sounded fine. But even, you know, consider this. Another act that was at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade yesterday that is kind of creeping towards throwback oldies, Gwen Stefani.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
No doubt. Their big album, Tragic Kingdom, came out in 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
So that's older than the track Iris from the Goo Goo Dolls. And Gwen Stefani, she populates this area where she is not, she's kind of almost a throwback act at this
point. Gwen Stefani has really maintained her presence, though.
That's true.
Right? In so many different ways when you think about it. Right. I don't even really think about that. And I think it's also because she just does not age.
Yes.
She has not aged since she's been in No Doubt. But yeah, in No Doubt. And then on her own, very much. And then going away for a little while. And now she's all popular again because of The Voice and because of Blake Shelton.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So funny.
So she's another one of those people where it's like, oh, yeah, you're kind of a legacy act at this point.
Oh,
you're
my
not,
gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Feeling old.
I did have someone text me, actually, one of these yesterday. We were talking about moments when you kind of either look at yourself or, you know, the world and say, oh, my goodness, I'm old. A friend texted me, you know you're getting old when Bruce Willis is starring in prescription med commercials for heart conditions.
True. Truth. Right there, Mara.
Yeah. Like action movie star Bruce Willis.
I mean, he's doing that dadcore genre where he's the action dad. Action grandpa.
Action dad. Dad core. I love it. If you did have a moment you still wanted to share, feel free to call us 651-641-1071. This is My Talk 1071, and we are live here on Black Friday until 2 p.m. this afternoon. We're taking your calls at any time, actually. Black Friday shopping happenings. Feel free to share them with us, 651-641-1071. When we come back, we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving leftovers, actually. What to do and what not to do with them. Tips on preparing them. What to do with your Thanksgiving leftovers. We'll tell you next on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Welcome back to My Talk 1071. This is Marley. I'm hanging out here today with Holly Roberts and also Ryan Perpich. And it's Black Friday, but we're live until 2 p.m. today. If you have any tips for Thanksgiving leftovers, feel free to call us with your tips. Maybe what you do with your Thanksgiving leftovers. 651-641-1071. Because I've got some do's and don'ts for your Thanksgiving leftovers that I thought might be helpful to pass along.
Ooh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And some of them I think, might be kind of surprising. Okay. So just a few, you know, kind of beginning tips, which at this point you might already be past the point of no return.
Okay. It might be too late.
However,
but you want to offer
exactly,
it just in case.
I want to offer it just in case. Once the food is done cooking, it should be refrigerated within 2 hours to avoid bacteria growth.
Oh, I already failed at that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because I made something and I brought it over to my parents' house, but it was like, okay, you either stick it in the fridge and then you have to microwave it or let it just hang out and be somewhat warm.
Okay.
I chose the latter. Sorry, everyone, if you get sick from my green beans, okay?
The microwave will kill it all. Don't worry. That's what I think.
No, but they were already ingested is what I'm saying. Yesterday, I cooked the stuff. I let it sit out for over 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's fine. I think it's the 2 hours plus the if you were hanging on to them and refrigerating them.
No,
and
then
that kind
they
of
went
thing.
Back into the refrigerator after dinner. Okay,
geez.
Sorry, anyone, if you get sick
well,
today.
Hold on. Actually, dairy, meat, and poultry products, they tend to have more bacteria build up on them than other foods, so you might be okay if it's just the green beans.
No, there was cheese in the green beans.
Oh, cheese.
Is this a green bean casserole type of a thing?
Yes.
Or a hot dish, I guess?
Hot dish.
No, it's a casserole.
Oh, okay.
I think it was called a green bean casserole. Yeah.
Casserole. Hot dish has meat. Casserole does not.
Well, it had bacon in it.
Well, it was a hot dish then.
Oh, okay.
It's a hot dish. I'm confused. Someone said casserole last week or the week before and they were shamed. It was Dawn. They were shamed.
But it's a regional thing. Hot dish in any other place besides Minnesota is called a casserole.
Sort of hot dish?
Yeah, you know, if you made a tuna hot dish, it would be a tuna casserole anywhere else.
Right.
We're like, it's like duck, duck, gray duck.
But in Minnesota, I think people split hairs between hot dish and casserole. Hot dish has meat and casserole does not.
Hot dish has meat,
hot
casserole
has
does
meat.
Not.
Yes.
Did
I say that before?
But
I don't know. I'm just very confused.
But in other parts of the country, casserole is a catch-all term for anything that is in that tray, you know, kind of a casserole. I'm thinking of a tuna casserole. I'm thinking of any kind of meat casserole.
Okay, got it. I've realized, even though I am Minnesota born and raised, I am very behind the times in my casserole hot dish knowledge.
It's never too late.
I'm just catching
that's
up
true,
now.
Right?
Okay.
You have a good point.
In terms of Thanksgiving leftovers, again, after they've hopefully been refrigerated within 2 hours after after kind of unpacking them at Thanksgiving. If it's packed up correctly, most food will last about 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator, okay?
That's it?
3 to 4 days, I know.
Oh, jeez.
I definitely test the limits on all these things. I know, this is according to a registered dietitian, but... I know. I mean,
I feel like just give it a good sniff test.
I'm going a good. Yeah. I'm going a good 2 weeks with turkey and stuffing usually.
Ooh, that's bad. Oh, Marley, that's
turkey?
Bad. Marley, I'm really concerned about your gastrointestinal tract. If you're eating if you're eating things that are in the fridge for 2 weeks, I mean, I would say stretching it is like 5 to 6 days.
Oh.
But then by that time, things are starting to get a little gelatinous when they shouldn't be.
That's true.
Maybe they're starting to grow things where there shouldn't be growth.
Yeah.
You know, a little mossy.
You can always just scrape off the gel.
A little scrape.
Or just
cut. You can always just scrape off the meat gel.
The meat. Oh.
Meat gel.
Okay. So some other do's in terms of your Thanksgiving leftovers. Again, if you have tips for Thanksgiving leftovers or want to share what you do that you think is really great, 651-641-1071, please feel free. Do use airtight, shallow containers to store leftovers, okay?
Shallow.
Mm-hmm. So there's not as much air in the container.
Oh, yep, right.
And they do say this because a don't is do not just throw foil over a plate of food and put it in the refrigerator. If the air is present, that allows the bacteria to grow. So you really do want to use the proper containers and pack things appropriately.
Mm.
If with that foil, it's not really doing much. Okay, bring food back to room temperature before you're putting it away.
What?
So if you heat up all the turkey, you only eat some of it. Wait for that to cool down to room temperature before you put it back in the refrigerator.
Why?
Probably because it has that moisture still coming off of it if it's hot.
Mm.
And that probably, the moisture probably encourages bacterial growth.
Bacteria.
I guess. Do break down the turkey before putting it in the refrigerator. Take the meat off the bone. One of the don'ts is putting the entire turkey in the refrigerator.
That makes sense. But who actually puts the entire turkey into the refrigerator?
Just a mangled bird.
I mean, I'm thinking of the rotisserie chickens where you have those and you pick the carcass and then you put it back in the fridge. Just pick a little bit.
I wonder, I guess that probably applies to the rotisserie chicken too. We're probably supposed to be breaking that thing down too.
I guess I have to operate under the philosophy, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, because I am breaking a lot of these rules.
Yes, so am I. Okay, here we go for more do's with your Thanksgiving leftovers. Take the stuffing out of the turkey. Never store it with the stuffing inside.
That's a given. That should be obvious.
Some people don't even eat this. They are highly against putting stuffing in the turkey.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I've never put the stuffing in the turkey.
Really?
What? It has always existed as an external entity.
Huh. Just some stovetop?
Something like that. Never putting it inside the turkey.
Steve Patterson cooked stovetop Thanksgiving stuffing on Twin Cities Live last week and said it was so good.
It's perfect.
And I am really... really excited about that, because I have a strong stance that we should be eating stuffing much more often than just on Thanksgiving.
One day out of the year. Like, what the heck? Why is it only reserved for
Thanksgiving? Why do we reserve one of the best foods we have ever created for one day of the year? We need to be eating stuffing far more often than that.
No one's telling you no, Marley.
I know.
You can live that dream.
Thank
just
you, Holly.
Just go to the grocery store after this.
I have really important stances here at my talk. That one... pumpkin spice latte should not exist outside the months of September, October, November.
Mm-hmm. I'm here with that.
And only in baked good form.
Well, the pumpkin spice latte, it's a little bitter. It tastes a little funky.
I'm not into that. I'm not into having squash in my coffee. Who? When did we think that was something that needed to be in coffee?
And that was appropriate?
Yeah. You know, I see whipped cream. Yeah, sure.
That makes sense.
Mix it in with the coffee, but a pumpkin?
Yeah.
What's
the deal with the pumpkin and the latte?
And the last strong stance, I want to reiterate my points whenever I'm given this microphone. Men using skincare to the same degree that women do.
You're not here for it. You're not
here. No, I want them to.
Oh, you want
to? I want them to, because we are looking like porcelain dolls.
Yes.
and the men are not. And we need equal skincare for all.
Thank you.
I'm running for class president here at My Talk. A few more do's here with Thanksgiving leftovers. Pack the food in a cooler in ice if guests are taking home leftovers and are traveling more than 2 hours away.
Duh.
Also, if you have a lot of leftover food that might last you more than a few days, you are going to want to freeze some of it.
Yes. Preserve the turkey.
Yes. Put a portion in the refrigerator, then pack a portion, put it in nice airtight containers, and put that in the freezer.
Oh.
So there you go.
We're so much wiser and smarter about the way that we handle our food. Maybe we can actually implement some of these things in our lives.
I know. I like all these. Also, there was an article on the Star Tribune that said, create great dishes after Thanksgiving with these recipes for leftovers. I'm just going to give you one of them, which is instead of doing maybe what you do every year with your turkey, traditional, you know, turkey casseroles, turkey soups or something like that, throw all your turkey in a slow cooker, make chowder with wild rice, wine, and mushrooms.
Oh, chicken chowder.
Oh, my
gosh. That's a great idea.
I know, isn't it? I thought that sounded awesome. Thank you, Star Tribune. When we come back here on My Talk 107.1, oh, my gosh, who was Wendy Williams' worst guest ever? This is juicy. I think I know who it is, although she didn't tell us. We'll tell you who it is next here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment, broadcasting live at mytalk1071.com. Follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at mytalk1071. I believe you can see a photo of Holly from her marching band days.
Oh, yeah.
There today. We were congratulating the Rosemount High School Marching Band for being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade yesterday, which is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly was, drum... What is it?
Major.
Drum major.
Drum major.
There we go.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. You can see that again at our Instagram. Give us a follow at MyTalk107.
That is a great photo.
I still have to check it out.
It is a tampon hat.
I told you.
It kind of looks like a Dolly Parton outfit. I don't know why.
Well, there's a little country flair going on.
Farmington.
Where is this, Holly? Farmington. Okay.
Farmington.
Minnesota.
Yes. Minnesota.
I love it.
Go Tigers.
Wow.
Oh, yes, Holly.
See, now you see the whole thing. There's the cowgirl boots with the tassels that are white, the long flowy skirt, and the tampon hat.
That is awesome. Do you still have that outfit, or did you have to give it back?
I had to give it back.
Really?
Yeah. It was not for purchase. I think that the band has evolved from those outfits.
Really?
I want to say perhaps they have moved on.
That's
really?
Because it was quite some time ago.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, that's okay. Yeah. That's great. Again, MyTalk1071, our Instagram handle. Give it a follow. Check that out. It's worth it. Okay, Wendy Williams. This was earlier this week, actually. It was on Monday, but she was discussing the recent sexual harassment allegations against Charlie Rose. And Wendy Williams began to recall her own unwanted experience with an unnamed guest.
Ooh.
Take a listen.
Was the third season of our show. It might have even been the second season. You know, we're 9 seasons in, so I feel very comfortable in pushing a man through my glass coffee table, if anything gets seedy. But back then, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, pedal the bike, you know, I'm on TV, you know, what do you do? And I knew this guy, a comedian. I knew this guy, and so, not in person, but, you know, his work. We all know him. If I said his name, you'd know exactly who I'm talking about. Bar none, every one of you. So he's a guest on our show. He comes out, little man, right? He goes, you know, I hug my guest. He hugs me, but lays in my breast inappropriately. And I didn't know what to do because I'm brand new on TV. Whereas now I would definitely push somebody through a glass coffee table. I didn't know what to do. So I just, and then after the hug, he looked up at me. He goes, ow, you're not Oprah. I didn't know how to take that. And the whole interview was just weird. And I just would never have him here again. And I am 2 seconds away from saying his name, but it's not worth it. However, if I see you in the mall, I'll tell you.
I gave you a hint by talking like this.
Okay,
Wendy.
Who do you guys think it is?
I think it's Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
Of course, just using the voice alone.
Right?
It's Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, so, again, she didn't identify this person, but there's a photo that's circulating on social media. The internet is speculating that she was referring to Gilbert Gottfried, who was on the show in 2011, has a notable voice, obviously sounds a lot like who Wendy was impersonating, and says she gave us a clue in that way. Mm-hmm. And the photo is him with his face in her breast.
Oh.
So it's totally him.
Oh, it's totally him. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it has not been firmly established, blah, blah, blah. The comedian, quote unquote, didn't recall the Wendy show from so many years ago when the outlet spoke to him. When questioned about whether he was banned from appearing on the show, he said, not that I'm aware of.
So many hazy memories.
E! News has reached out to Gottfried for comment, but 100% it was him. Based on the voice and the photo that's circulating online. Wow, I just thought that was kind of a...
Well, it's kind of shocking because it's not a name that you would necessarily think of as being the worst interview ever. Surely there are other celebrities who have reputations for being a little salty, mm-hmm. maybe not being nice, but Gilbert Gottfried definitely is not a name that I would just immediately think about.
Huh.
With doing this or being this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things, gosh, you know, you feel for Wendy because you are at the receiving end of this inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
And how do you handle it? And again, mm-hmm. she was like, you know, I first was just starting on TV.
Yeah.
And what do I do about this? Now, interestingly enough, I received a text from one Colleen Lindstrom from MyTalk 107.1. And she said that Gilbert Gottfried was the worst interview that we've ever had to do, meaning, I'm assuming, herself and Bradley Traynor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, when I think of Gilbert Gottfried, I have a little bit of some sort of icky taste in my mouth, and I feel like that's come from somewhere along the line. It's not any sort of specific interaction I have.
Mm-hmm. It's just a feeling that you get from watching him.
Well, I feel like I've heard stories too at some point, you know, like along the way.
His comedy is like, you got to be in the right mindset to appreciate it. It's pretty raunchy, offensive.
Well, what was it? He's had some scandals.
He made a joke online,
yeah.
and as a result of that joke, I don't remember the specific joke, but he lost his endorsement deal with Affleck,
yes.
because remember, he used to be the voice of the Affleck duck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the joke was off the top of my head.
Yeah, but I think it was like a really offensive. And so I guess in my mind, I have him as kind of like an offensive
sure.
kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an interesting situation and revelation mm-hmm. of that, because you see how it affected Wendy, and many, many years later, she's recalling that, still appears very uncomfortable, but also doesn't say who it is, but very much says who it is.
Oh,
like I think the most salacious thing about it is just the fact that she didn't say who it was. I think had she done an interview with Variety and said, hey, look, Gilbert Gottfried was very inappropriate to me when I had him on the show, It'd be such a different story.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Colleen says, to your point, Marley,
yeah.
that Gilbert Gottfried, he's weird and gross and not funny. So that's according to Colleen Lindstrom. She just texted me.
Wow.
And to refresh people's memories on the reason why Gilbert Gottfried was fired from being the voice of the Affleck duck, he made a joke about the Japanese earthquake and tsunamis back in 2011.
Hmm.
And then he was fired for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I wonder,
not in good taste.
Now that Colleen Lindstrom weighs in too, I wonder if it was had something to do with their interview too. Like, I remember when they interviewed them or something
and
like that and heard maybe how he acted. I don't know. But yeah, gross. And even that understanding of him actually makes me think that this situation's even grosser. Because you could see, you know, a guy on Saturday Night Live, oh, it's part of a bit or something, and it's the girl's cool with it, and it's planned out or something like that, and it's a funny thing or something.
Yeah.
But this was not that.
No.
And the further proof of his behavior otherwise makes me just think that this was a gross thing.
Sure. And I think one of the things to think about with this is that I'm thinking about is that I'm sure at the time Gilbert Gottfried was like, oh, this is just a joke. This is just part of my act. This is a bit.
Yeah.
When it totally wasn't part of a bit or part of an act, and it's, you're just gross.
Well, yeah.
And you're using that as an excuse.
Yeah. Well, and that's like to some extent a lot of these guys that are like, I thought it was totally consensual and cool. And it's like, no.
No, it was not. not.
No, all of these things, like most of them were not at all.
No.
You're very misinformed.
Yes.
So that is Wendy Williams, and she said, this is my worst guest ever. So we'll stay tuned. We'll see if Gilbert Gottfried responds to that at all, or if Wendy Williams follows up on it.
He's in the news lately. There's a new documentary about him. Mm. So he's doing press. He's doing the rounds. So I don't know if anyone has asked Gilbert Gottfried about this incident or giving any comment about Wendy Williams' story, but we shall see.
I know at least that E! Has reached out, but that they haven't heard back, at least as of yet. So weird. Hey, if you're just joining us, we are live here on My Talk 107.1, and we're going to be live until 2 p.m. this afternoon. It's Marley, and I'm hanging out here with Holly Roberts and Ryan Perpich. When we come back here, we are going to revisit some of the things that happened yesterday, actually. I wanted to mention a new show that there was an ad for that I thought looked really, really funny that I hadn't seen any promotion for yet. So this was the first time I kind of came across it, and we'll play the trailer for you for that show. Also, another highlight that was an unexpected highlight during the Vikings game. We will play you what that was when we come back here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. This is Marley. I'm hanging out with Holly Roberts and also Ryan. This is a kind of a different day at My Talk 107.1. So we've got people coming in and doing shows for a couple hours up until 2 o'clock today. So we've got Colleen and then also Alicia Perkins after us.
That's correct.
Coming in right here at 10 o'clock. They'll be broadcasting until noon. And then coming in at noon is Donnie along with
Lori and Julia. The whole gang is here.
Oh, it is
for 2 hours
gang.
At noon.
Okay, so they'll be on from noon to two. Don't miss the ladies. In the meantime, we have talked to you today about Black Friday. This is our last 15 minutes here. So if you do have some Black Friday stories you'd like to share with us, 651-641-1071, please feel free to do so. In the meantime, I actually did want to share some of our favorite things. Was that you, Ryan?
Maybe.
I like it. And actually, so they include for me a couple things yesterday that I saw during the Vikings game. I've had a very compromised television situation for a while now because I canceled my cable, but I'm like not as smart as everyone else and can't figure out how to get everything. Because everyone else cancels their cable and they figure everything, and they have everything. Well, but for some reason, I can't do that. Like, I never have all the things.
You just need to get a, well, at least, do you have, bunny ears and antenna, but do you have a digital box where you can get all of your local network TV shows?
No, I do not.
Get yourself one.
Those
maybe
are nice.
Maybe there's a Black Friday deal going on.
Okay, I'll ask you about that in a few minutes.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Get yourself some TV.
I know. I
for
just
free.
Can't figure it out. Even though you just explained it to me. Well, another thing, actually, and this isn't one of the things I was going to tell you about, but another thing that caught my eye during the Vikings game yesterday was all the commercials for YouTube TV.
Yeah, what the heck was that about?
Has anyone done YouTube TV?
No.
They're just starting to roll out original programming on YouTube.
Okay, but original programming, but YouTube TV. I mean, it's live TV, YouTube TV streaming. It's like Hulu.
Okay.
But it's YouTube TV. And they had all the ads for this. And by the end of it, my whole family was like, so I guess we'll have YouTube TV now. I mean, we just got totally sold. If anyone has YouTube TV, please give us a call, 651-641-1071, or shoot us an email. I'd love to know how you like it or how it's working.
Yeah.
Because it is brand new, but it's available for $35, which is less than Hulu. I'm very curious.
Mm.
So that might be an option as well. Okay, but something else that I saw was this ad for a show called LA to Vegas. It is a comedy that is produced by Will Ferrell, among other people, very funny people from the people that made, you know, Anchorman, Talladega Nights.
Oh.
This is going to be on Fox, and I felt like I hadn't really heard anything about it until I saw this ad on TV during the Vikings game. Of course, those I feel like usually also aren't that funny. You know, really, really quick commercials for these shows. You're kind of like, oh, you know, slapsticky or something like that. I thought this looked really funny. It also is from the co-creator of Modern Family.
Oh,
so again, this is an all-new Fox series that's going to be premiering shortly. It's called LA to Vegas. We can take a listen to some of the trailer.
You want to do the honors, Alan?
Yeah.
No, you never touch this. This is Captain Dave time.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome you on Jackpot Airlines Flight 1610, service to Lost Wages. Why aren't you laughing?
I've already like 1,200 times.
Ronnie!
Artem, what's the problem?
There's a baby man sitting in my seat. If I sit here, I lose. If I sit here, I win.
Anybody sitting next to an unoccupied seat and is willing to move gets free beer.
You!
Pregnant woman.
Not you.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to get high. And also fly this old bird. Just a little captain's joke. I never get high when I'm flying unless I mistime the edible.
You really think that's a good use of everyone's time?
If I can't have some fun with my passengers, why am I here?
To fly the plane. Go do that. I did not take this job to be stuck on the same stupid route forever. I thought I was going to travel the world, meet interesting people. I thought I would have adventures.
I thought I was going to be a dancer.
Oh, my God. Is that how crazy I sound?
You two kids getting married this weekend?
Uh-huh.
You know, if you need an officiant.
Are you ordained?
Yeah. You're sitting in my ordination.
You should be flying this plane.
These planes fly themselves. This baby is a technological marvel.
I can't do this anymore. I quit.
No, you don't.
I'm done. And the raving bitch in 5E needs a double screwdriver.
There's no one in 5E.
There is now.
Vodka, scotch, tequila. It's like you're hosting the Olympics in your liver.
Yeah, well, Russia's in the lead, but Mexico's coming on strong.
This is so much grosser than I ever imagined it would be.
You two banging in there?
Oh. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas!
Bad news, folks. Flight 1322 with service to Los Angeles will be delayed at least another hour.
I just want to throw up in my own house.
So you get the idea, but I thought it sounds pretty funny, pretty clever.
It's such a great concept because if you've ever been on a flight from LA to Las Vegas, they are weird.
Yeah. And it's that's like, I mean, you have these people that are all going to gamble. They have their like lucky things that they're doing.
Yes.
It's a crazy group of people, some of the same characters.
Right.
And I like the idea of it being an airline show, you know, kind of like a movie Airplane or something like that, but having it be a series.
Oh, yeah. I will totally check this out. I'll at least give it a couple shots.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's called LA to Vegas. The main pilot that you hear a lot in there is Dylan McDermott. If you don't recognize his name, you would recognize his face, and he's kind of like, you know, the deadbeat pilot. Mm-hmm. At the very end of that trailer, actually, he's sitting at the bar and he goes, I don't know, he's like, all right, I'll take one more, make it stiff or something. And he's like, I'm in the air in 10 minutes. And everyone at the bar turns and looks at him because he's the pilot.
Right.
So this premieres on January 2nd on Fox. Again, it's called LA to Vegas. That was one of my favorite things I saw during the Vikings game yesterday. Another one of my favorite things was actually at the Vikings game because, okay, the people that did the national anthems yesterday were so amazing, and I was first blown away by the guy who played the saxophone. They weren't singers, because a guy later did it, at least with a trumpet. I didn't see the final anthem for yesterday's three NFL games, but at least for the Vikings Detroit Lions game, I thought this guy was amazing. Take a listen.
Thank you.
So that was the rehearsal. Woo! That was the dress rehearsal for it. And it was, I mean, he did that, you know, I feel like completely amplified for the actual game. Because he held that note even longer, did more freestyle at the
ridiculous.
End.
Ridiculous. That, that was
incredible.
It was so incredible. We finished watching that and I go, okay, I think that's the best saxophonist in the world.
I don't know about you, but were you holding your breath when he was playing that long note? I just wasn't breathing.
So when he's holding that note, you could see him in his mouth. He was taking breaths over and over and over again. So he was, you could see his cheeks inflating and deflating the whole time. I mean, it was just incredible. It was so beautiful to see. And I'm a singer, so I love hearing people sing it. But like, there's something about the pure, you know, the pure intonation of an instrument where the notes are not going flat because you know, they just don't. You're playing an instrument as opposed to, you know, it's
well,
up to
human
error.
Well, it's nice to change it up too. I love the singers of the national anthem, but I do love that version.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So that was world-renowned saxophonist Mike Phillips, and he was unbelievable yesterday in Detroit playing that national anthem. Maybe we can throw that link up at our website at mytalk1071.com. Is anyone else already getting a little bit annoyed, or maybe not annoyed is the right word, but already tuning out of Twitter because of the 280 character limit?
I hate it so much.
Like, I don't necessarily hate it, but I just want to bring it up because I've already found myself tuning out of people's tweets because they're too long.
I'm so coached internally to edit my tweets that I don't take advantage of the extended characters on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I find that most people aren't. Some people get a little long, but for the most part, I've noticed that people keep it pretty tight.
Yeah.
Not too much. Are you getting annoyed? Are you tuning out?
I'm not annoyed. I've just made a mental note of the fact that if I see a tweet that's more than two lines long, I tune out.
You just kind of skip over it?
Yeah.
Save it for Facebook. That's what Facebook's for.
Oh, that's true.
Not used to ingesting that long of a thought on Twitter. And I'm kind of like, no, I need to move on. I'm scrolling.
It's a tweet. It's, you know, a tweet. Tweets are quick. A tweet, not a tweet.
Sure.
It's not called that.
It's not like the long note there from Mike Phillips. It's not tweet.
Yes.
I noticed that most people are being pretty respectful because I think that they understand that people are going to zone out their messages if they're too long.
Yeah.
It's brevity.
I wonder
Twitter is brevity.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I wonder what's going to happen there. I've just already made a mental note on that.
Too long, didn't read.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, I do want to just let everyone know again that we've got kind of a different schedule here at My Talk 107.1 today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope your Black Friday is going well. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're going to have Colleen Lindstrom along with Alicia Perkins coming in here next, and then Lori and Julia along with Donnie. They are here, the whole team, from noon to 2. So thank you so much, Holly and Ryan, for hanging out today.
Thank you, Marley and Ryan.
Yeah. Fun to be here. Again, we wish you well in your Black Friday happenings. Feel free to let us know how it goes. You can call us. You can email us. If you want to email me or Donna, we'll be back on Monday. You can go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Go to our show page and email us. Have a great weekend, everybody.